Where are we in 2021? You're already using a black swan method. A number of faces and names I've seen on in our gallery here, the Rogues Gallery of Black Swans. You're already using a black swan method. You are somewhere in one of three stages: Shu, Ha, or Ri. Shu is when you're learning, and these are martial arts terms. Some of you may already be familiar with these. But when you're learning this, or you're learning as different aspects of the approach, at the very beginning, we're going to ask you to do it, and we've been asking you to do it, word for word exactly as we've said. Word for word, exactly, down to the word. The old Karate Kid movie, wax on, wax off. Now, Ha, after you've done enough repetitions, 63 to 67, specific word for word, you begin to branch out and understand. Most of you are already part of the community. You're going to start to hear things that other people in the community say that you're going to learn from. Your understanding expands. You don't feel constrained anymore by doing it word for word. You actually feel a sense of freedom, and every now and then you ad-lib a little bit. And then as the reps continue and you continue to branch out and understand, you begin to create your own original rules for the same knowledge. And you go from learning from the community to contributing to the community, to saying things that other people are going to find insightful. Which is exactly where we got the rule of gathering data with your eyes. Because when we did one of our challenges recently, Brandon and I were interviewing a couple of people on a call in the middle of the challenge about how far they've gone in their journey on a black swan method and the fact that they're practicing with each other. And it's becoming something that they actually enjoy doing. They enjoy negotiations just for the sake of the negotiations. And one of the guys threw out the phrase, gather data with your eyes. And I went like, holy cow. I love that. I never heard that before. I said, well, you know, that's gorgeous. Where'd you come up with that? He goes, well, you guys probably said it somewhere along the line. Well, I don't think so. Like maybe Brandon said that to him at one point in time. But I don't remember hearing that before. That's where you guys can get to if you look at this, first of all, as a perishable skill. And secondly, the joyful application of these skills. And thirdly, your life is going to get better. And you're going to be able to navigate this stuff in 2021 even better than you did before. This is a little bit more defined definition of Shu, Ha, and Ri. And this is about how you start your journey and continue the journey. We're happy to share these three things on the definitions with you in the chat and in the follow-up if you'd like to see them.